You're listening to SBS News.
It was her 107th European Union summit as German Chancellor, and for Angela Merkel, probably her last. At the two-day event in Brussels, she bid farewell, remembering the combined effort it took to overcome crises and find common solutions.
Last but not least, this is probably my last European Council, so I would like to thank you for your good cooperation. At every hour of the day or the night, Europe has that to offer, and it was always a pleasure.
Former US President Barack Obama says she has been a role model for the German people, thanking her for her service.
I was privileged to draw on your partnership in overcoming a series of crises facing our people. And I was happy to become your friend as I watched you draw on good humor, wise pragmatism, and an unrelenting moral compass in making hard decisions over many years.
One of the challenges raised at the summit was borders, with warnings against the restriction of citizens' free movement. Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis is questioning the future of passport-free Schengen bloc of countries.
And it would be a European catastrophe if we got to the point of countries unilaterally suspending the responsibilities that come from Schengen, effectively closing their borders, limiting the free movement of citizens, because as the European Union we cannot effectively protect our European borders.
EU leaders determined, at the conclusion of the meeting, not to accept third countries' attempts to instrumentalise migrants for political purposes. Speaking at a press briefing to mark the end of the summit, European Council President Charles Michel says talking through problems to avoiding ambiguities was the way forward.
We felt yesterday a strong political message from many leaders in order also to continue all the efforts the political dialogue that's also needed at the level of the Council and the European Council, because there is one goal. This is to listen to each other, to understand what are the exact problems.
Italy's Prime Minister Mario Draghi agrees on the importance of maintaining an open dialogue, particularly with Poland. It's one of the EU members struggling with a high number of migrants arriving at the border with Belarus. Mr. Draghi says the weaker the protection of external borders, the stronger the need to limit movement of people within the Union. Meantime, the leader of Poland, Mateusz Morawiecki, says some European countries have failed to understand its judicial reforms. A Poland constitutional tribunal ruling found elements of EU law are incompatible. Hungary's Foreign Minister, Peter Szijjarto, says mutual respect is missing from international relations.
Why, if a government carries out a policy based on national interest, is being under attack and being considered as non-European? This is unacceptable, and this brings nowhere. This brings nowhere.
He says border protection is a security issue. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.